This is the Dreamers Podcast, where dreamers share their stories to inspire you. Now, join host Joe Pardo as he interviews a dreamer who's living their dreams.
Hey dreamers, it's Ladder Day, where I help you achieve your dreams. I think that sounded a little better than the first one. What do you think, Taya?
I think that sounded great. You sounded like you were ready to go, even more than the first time.
Now here goes the tagline. Now let's get climbing.
Let's go.
All right. So, you know, in the first episode, I asked for people to write in questions. Well, we haven't got any questions yet because we are actually recording this right after the first episode. So if you have any questions, I really, really would love to get people to write in questions, what you're going through in your life, how I can help you in any way, how my guest co-hosts can, or my contacts, or really want to connect with you guys, just know how things are going or having a bad day or a great day. Really would love to hear about the great days. The bad days, if I can help, please write me. I want to hear everything and anything. Just go to dreamerspodcast.com, hit the Write to Joe button in the top left-hand corner of the site, and tell me what's going on. Now, I got Tayo on the show, as you might recognize him from the first episode.
What up? How you doing?
In case you're not familiar or didn't listen to the first episode, give a quick rundown about yourself.
Since Joe forgot my podcast last episode, my podcast, I'm the host of As Told by Nomads. And like Joe, I'm a dreamer and I am a blogger, digital marketer, as well as an author who's getting his MBA in the middle of this all. So here we go.
It's okay. I'll forgive you for not mentioning that you were a guest on Dreamers Podcast.
I didn't know if I was... Fine. I will be, or I am a guest at this point when you listen. But at some point, Joe interviewed me, and I will be coming to your ears pretty soon. So,
yes.
If it's not this.
If it's not out by now.
If it's not out by now. Happens. Oh, man.
So we decided that since we didn't have any questions to go off of right now, we would just have a fun question. Tayo brought up the question, what would people say about you at your funeral? And since I'm the host and you're the co-host, you get to go first.
Oh, so you're doing this to me again.
Yes.
you got to... Oh, man. You know what? I don't know what people would say about me. I think the reason I brought this question up is because I think this is something that I think we should ask ourselves daily. You know, everybody's always asking, your podcast is about dreaming. And part of dreaming is, you know, wanting to do something that makes an impact in the world. But if you were to die now, what would people say about you? And I think if you ask yourself that question, that would let you know how far away you are from your dream or how close you are to attaining that dream. Right now, people would say I'm a very, very untraditional visionary. I tend to go about things in an untraditional way. I'm very, very optimistic. I do tend to think before I speak a lot. So you might hear that already in the podcast. But I think the fact that I go after what I want is something that people could say. Now, have I achieved all my dreams? No, not yet. But that's part of why I think I'm still alive, so I can get to do that. I don't know how to answer this question, Joe. You put me on the spot. But I think that's something that we should ask ourselves daily. That's really why I brought it up. I think every day, say to yourself, what would happen if I were to die now? What people say about my funeral? Am I the man or woman that I want to be at this point? And if not, what do I need to do to get to that level? So there we go. I'm not going to forgive you for this, Joe. But all right, cool.
Understandable.
You, Joe, what are people going to say about you, Mr. David Guetta?
I don't know if that's a compliment or not. Success-wise, I'd say yes.
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
I have some of his old records from like 10 years ago just chilling in my collection back there before anybody knew who he was.
Oh, I was about to say because I didn't know who he was 10 years ago. But wow, okay, all right.
You know, hopefully nobody's saying, man, that guy still owes me $100.
No, I'm sure that's not going to happen.
Probably not. I work pretty hard to make sure that doesn't happen. I would think that people would think that I go, and this is really cocky question to answer, isn't it?
Yeah, because I was answering the question. I was like, how do I say this so I don't sound like Kanye West? Oh, sorry. How do I say this so I don't sound arrogant?
I'm hoping that by that point, my funeral would be more like a party, you know? Most of my listeners, I would think, know that I DJ, and there's a couple DJs I have in mind that if they were still around, I would love for them to come. Not that they probably would, since I'm, you know, just Joe Pardo and whatever, but funerals are usually happy but sad. I think that for me, I think people would think that, you know, I tried a lot of different things. Well, I guess we should have qualified the question of, are we dying today or are we dying 50 years from now?
See, that's a good thing, because then my answer would have been different. Like, if it's today, I do, you know, then how would it be? Yeah, you know what, Joe, let me qualify the question for you. And you get to answer this question since I'm the co-host. What would people say about you if you were to die now? And what do you want people to say about you 50 years from now if you're dead?
Well, it's always a shame when young people die, no matter what the cause, whether it's good or bad related death. I mean, it's always bad, but you know where I'm coming from, I think.
Yeah.
Self-inflicted or not. So I think that a lot of people would think that, you know, I did a lot of different things. I try my best to help people in every way that I can without trying to benefit too much directly or indirectly. I mean, especially when it comes to advice, trying to be a third party of reason, even if I don't necessarily, you know, no matter how angry the situation would make me.
No, I know what? I'm going to save you out of this misery. I can vouch for you. Yes. Joe, I know for a fact, is a very selfless guy, and he goes out of his way to help people. So he's not being arrogant, but this might be easier for you to answer, because I did have that problem myself, trying not to sound, you know, cocky. So 50 years from now, what do you want people to say? That's probably the best. That's probably how we should have started, by the way.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. What's your reason? What do you want people to say about you? That way, you know, you're just projecting, and it's not, I am so great.
That I just went, you know, I just go out there and I just do it. Yeah. I hate to plug Nike, but I do. I just do it, and it's not perfect. It's not always pretty. It gets better over time.
Yeah, yeah.
Go out there and help as many people as you can and do everything that you want to do. There's things that I don't want to do, and a lot of people don't understand that part of me. But like laying on the beach, it's not something that registers in my mind as something I would want to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just that I live the life of doing what I want, when I want, how I want.
Yeah, you know what? If I were to answer that question, you know my mission statement, but I don't think everybody knows. My mission statement is basically use your difference to make a difference. So I would like that to be on the tombstone, saying, you know, he went out and used his difference to make a difference. He brought smiles to people's faces. It wasn't about himself. He was truly about someone that would allow them to see the best versions of themselves and ultimately help other people. Because for me, and I think you as well, I'm genuinely happy when someone's doing what they love and someone's doing things that you know, following their dreams. Because that to me is just, I don't know, it's a beautiful thing to see. I've always been like that, maybe to a fault sometimes, but I think it's amazing when people realize that, wow, I can do this and I'm really doing this. I'm hitting my stride. That would be that. Maybe on the tombstone, Tayo used this difference to make a difference and brought smiles to people all over the world. Damn. But hopefully that's not, you know, for a while. I do plan on living a long time. So, and I know you do too as well. So we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah. If we're going with quotes, I mean, my quotes, the society starts with you.
I love it. Love it. So since it starts with you, what are we talking about today?
Well, we are talking about how to go about breaking your dreams down to chunks that are much more attainable. In the last episode, we talked about removing I can't and how important that was. And we kind of touched on the idea that you should break down your dreams into smaller chunks, smaller tasks, smaller goals. You get that instant gratification. Everyone loves that. Right. Instant gratification. I mean, this is the society that we live in, is instant gratification. Mm-hmm. That's why people like, you know, Mr. McDonald and Mr. Burger King can exist. Mr. Wendy's, Dave Thomas, who does a lot of great things, did a lot of great things and still provides a lot of great things. But as well as, you know, McDonald's and Burger King probably does something. But point being is, that's not the point. The point is, let's talk about how to break down those dreams into attainable goals.
Okay. So a lot of times people have dreams, and some people might tell you your dreams are too big to achieve. You're only one person. So one step that I would say would be eliminate the negative guys, you know, get them out of your life. Because it's your life. You live it, and you should determine what you say. You can't. The more negative energy you have around you, the more negative you feel about yourself. So imagine, for example, you said, Joe, that you want to create this podcast that's going to influence people to be difference makers. And then all your friends said, Joe, you can't do that. You're just this. You're just that. You know, and you hear that every day, it's not going to really help. So one simple step that you can do, get those negative guys out of your way. That would make your life so much easier. It's not easy, but it's necessary. Another thing you can do is motivate yourself daily. You can think about your personal role models. Mine's Nelson Mandela, Oprah, and
LeBron James.
but you know, those are my three.
Is he still relevant now?
Oh. LeBron is really relevant. He's going to take Cleveland to the championship. Anyways, that's a rant. Anyways.
He almost pulled a Buffalo Bills.
Oh.
Okay. I mean, he got two out of there, but you know.
You know what, Joe? Back to this. Find people that motivate yourself, you know, put their quotes up, watch their videos, listen to their interviews. You know, Will Smith's got some great stuff on YouTube. Just YouTube all these motivational things. Wake up in the morning, read the books, the self-help books, or watch those. You know, you'll be motivated. And if it's something, if it's fitness related, you could follow the people on Instagram that you want to look like. And you see, as you're scrolling up through Instagram, amongst the sea of selfies and I woke up like this, hashtag I woke up like this, hashtag no filter. You see this guy saying, this is my meal prep. This is what I did. 6 a.m. in the morning, killing the gym while you're sleeping. That'll motivate you. And then, you know, just talk. I mean, first two things I can think of is eliminate those dream killers. Those dream killers, and I'm saying those people that are negative. And then find things to motivate yourselves. And practice I can, to go off what we said last week, practicing I can in everything. Whenever you say I can't, just replace that, you know, eliminate that T and start saying I can. So catch yourself and say, I can do this. I will do this. I'm going to do this. It looks hard, but I'm putting in the work. I think those are simple steps you can do.
Yeah. So to me, there's always the removing the negative people. To me, you need to be careful with this. You need to. This could be a very big game changer in your life because, and I'm going to speak in a way that might not make me sound so genuine, but this is the truth about
okay.
it, right?
All right.
You never know who you're talking to, and who you're talking to that might be in the future. I'm not saying you need to pal around with everybody and be everybody's friend and try to make everybody like it. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is at least be friendly, you know? I understand there's negative people. I've had negative people. I've had to deal with negative people. I've had to deal with negative people because my friends who weren't negative people still wanted to be friends with them for some unknown reason, but they wanted to be still friends with them.
Mm-hmm.
That got a lot easier to deal with once I was old enough to get my own car, and then I just could do my own thing instead of palling around with people that they just bring you down.
Right.
But with that said, being friendly could take you so much further than just removing people and be in a negative way, right? Because you don't want to do exactly what they do to you, but in a reverse sense. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, I mean, I know what you're saying, but, you know, I'm talking about where you have these people constantly just drowning you with their, you know, a lot of times, I don't know if you have them, but they're like, why? They laugh at you in your face or say, what do you mean you're going to do that? You can't do that. You never did that. You were this in high school. Why do you think you can achieve that? And I know it's not the easiest things, but I think you can remain genuine and true to yourself. But you can, you know, maybe cut hanging out with them from 5 days to 3 days. And then gradually it goes to 2 days. But whenever they talk to you, you say hi. But, you know, you're not going to be aloof or any of that. But it's just a gradual decision that you make. And then you just try to position yourself in places where they're not as present in your life. But they don't, you know, perceive it. It's an art that you have to learn, but I'm not saying go out and say, you suck, you're the reason I'm never going to achieve my dreams, and bye! You know, I'm not saying that, but I think for a healthy mindset, you know, you need more of that positive energy around you, and I think it just, you know, helps just you on your road to believing that you can achieve something. But that's just my opinion.
I think that's great. And I think that clarifying all that is really great because a lot of times you do hear people like, oh, get, you know, on the podcast or on TV or wherever, you know, get rid of the negative people. And it's like, yeah, but there's, it is an art form, you know, to not be negative towards negative people, to get rid of negative people, and to just keep your options open. But getting back to breaking down things into chunks, we kind of talked a little bit last week with, okay, if you wanted to start a podcast, like, what, you know, you can't just go from zero to, 100 overnight. But what you can do is start, you know, writing topics down, figuring out who you would want to have and how often you'd want to release and all those things. And everything just kind of starts to fall into place. So, you know, really just break things down into smaller, achievable goals. And over time, you'll realize that you've accomplished so much that you're not even giving yourself credit for.
Yeah.
You know, because you're so focused on looking down the road at the big picture. And it's like, well, I got the big vision. Yeah, that's awesome, and I really hope that you get there. And if I can help you do that, please let me know in any way. But at the same time, it's the little victories that you need to stop and smell the roses for.
Yeah.
Because they'll make you feel good. That's, you know, that's a great motivator right there. Just appreciating what you've already have accomplished. Even though in your mind it's like, oh, well, you know, I just worked on my website and it's done. And it looks really good, but you don't feel like you really did a whole lot because it's done.
Mm.
But at the same time, it's like, how many people can't do that?
No, yeah, I think that's very important. You're right. Instant gratification, breaking it down, and just giving yourself small victories. But you're exactly right.
Well, really appreciate you on the show, Tayo, again. You know, again, if you can, write to me.
Yeah.
I was going to say write to Joe, but I'm Joe. Nice to meet you.
Hey, write to Joe Pardo, just in case we didn't get that. Write to Joe.
Yes, streamerspodcast.com. Top left-hand corner, big button says write to Joe. You know, again, I really want to hear from everybody. So, Tayo, again, thank you. Going to have you on the show again, for sure. And on as a guest, as a interviewee. I almost said guest. I don't know. It's both.
One of those. I'm doing two things here. But yes.
All right. Well, I hope everybody enjoys their Wednesday. Go Ladder Day.
Go.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Dreamers Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Dreamers Podcast. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/Dreamers Podcast. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the Dreamers Podcast, please send an email to j@jpar.co. This podcast is copyright 2014 by jpar.co.